Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. It's a rainy day. Participate in the program. Pick up the phone. Anything you need around the house at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and operating at 803-0930. Email me anytime, hammertime@cortez.net. Check out our website. Everything we do, it's all there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our gorgeous Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our wonderful Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Drop-down menu will find your way to register for our cooking classes. Our next class is coming up on a week from Monday, the 9th of September. Participate in that and, of course, every first Monday of the month. Adding some classes in the new year, so there's some news for you. We'll be adding additional classes. Always an invitation, too, for you to come out and see us at any time at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. So if you remember a few weeks ago, we had a caller call in to ask me what I thought about roof coating and spraying of roofs as opposed to replacement. And I admitted I know nothing about the process or the product, so I went online and did a little research, and I found this guy. His name is Raymond Muldrew. He's a roofer in Atlanta, Georgia, and he joins us on the live line. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for being on such short notice. I went down into the wormhole of the internet, and I found you with a pretty long testimony as to your experience on the whole process of spraying roofs. Are you still in that business?
No, we transitioned that business. I've been in home improvement for over 10 years, but I started an entire business model encompassed around that exact thing, which is coating, rejuvenation, and then I transitioned out of that into full replacement and window replacement. So
okay.
I know a lot about it from my firsthand experience, and we got out of that business specifically coatings, because they're, you know, I will say, when you say coating roofs and alternate to roof replacement,
right,
that's a very broad spectrum.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Because this new age is, you know, it's very subjective, coatings, rejuvenation on what you're getting. So that's my background and my experience with it.
So tell us about your experience. What exactly got you to leave that business?
Sure. Well, you know, when you think about coating, well, the first thing that attracted me to it was an alternative to roof replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be clear, the business model I was under was a product that intended to be an alternative to replacement.
Okay.
There are products out there under the rejuvenation umbrella that are not necessarily an alternative to it, more of an entry level that will extend the life of it. So just to be clear on those two things, the one that I was involved in was going to be an alternative to replacement. Why I got out of it is because after, you know, coating dozens and dozens and dozens of roofs, I found it wasn't an alternative to replacement, which, you know, a lot of homeowners need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the big factors I will tell you. Number one, if your roof is over 10 years old, 15 years old, and your idea going into a coating is this is an alternative to replacement, and I'm not speaking on every product because there's no way for me to know every product, but just from my experience, I would rethink that, because there's instrumentally a lot of components that coating, even if it's really good, won't cover. Your decking, the mm-hmm. workmanship that was took place 10, 15 years ago,
sure.
how they nailed
sure.
all of your vulnerable points. You know, so if you think about when a roof starts failing and getting to the end of its life, it's all those other things outside of just shingles.
So is it safe to say, Raymond, that it's a Band-Aid to basically maybe giving you more time before you have to deal with the reality of stripping?
Absolutely it is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely it is. And you know, because nothing can supplement, you don't know what's going on underneath with the decking. Because if you think about coatings, the number one claim to fame for all these companies is we're going to put life back into the shingle. We're going to extend the life of the shingle. But what it can never replace is, you know, ventilation,
right.
The foundation, the deck of the roof.
Right.
You know, again, the workmanship, every vulnerable point that you have there, the underlayment that's there, which they used probably low end 10, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're always, nothing's going to replace doing a full replacement on that roof.
Now, your testimony on the video I saw basically speaks of the lack of support you received from the company you were involved with, and that
yep.
you ended up actually stripping and re-roofing several homes because of the fact that you didn't have support from them. Would you say that they were selling misinformation on the process and the product?
You know, it is complex, the variables that went into it. What we found was when we signed up with the organization we were working with, it was explained to us, just like I said, just the reason I got into it, this is an alternative to replacement. And really the way it was pitched to us is you're going to coat these roofs and it's going to be better than doing a new roof. It's environmentally friendly. It's an alternative and it's going to extend the life of the roof by X, Y, and Z. And they gave us, as a dealer of that, a promise. Hey, if you get water penetration that goes through it, or you get, algae that grows, or you get shingles that lift up, or anything that happens, we're going to take care of that. So obviously these are the promises we're making to our customer. And almost every one of those things happened. And when we went back to the manufacturer, it was always, it couldn't be our product that's mm-hmm. wrong, right?
The
so they never took responsibility. And mm-hmm. so I had a handful of, like you said, customers where it was leaking and there's issues and, you know, there's, X, Y, and Z, and they didn't help us at all. So,
sounds like you were pretty honorable as to what you did, and as far as rectifying those situations, you went well beyond the call of duty there with replacing them.
Oh, listen, we could have turned around and said, "This isn't covered." You know, and we could have turned around and told our customers what the manufacturer was telling us. Which, first off, I would have never done because it's not right. Because I know the promises we made when we sold it, so I just bit the bullet and replaced all those roofs. But I will make a point on what you're saying is, you know, if you have homeowners out there that are looking into this, obviously because they want to save money, they want to be able to extend the life of the roof. In some applications, there are rejuvenation systems that might be able to extend the life in terms of granule loss and in terms of just natural wear and tear and aging. But mm-hmm. there's a line, you know. I would say that would apply to a roof that's 5 years, 10 years old. But, you know, when you get to 10, 15, 20 and
yeah.
things come in play, like, you know, again, workmanship and your vulnerable points
exactly.
wearing out and flashing and mm-hmm. decking, it's like, don't waste your money on
yeah.
$2,000-$3,000. How many times are you going to spend $2,000-$4,000? My point was almost the cost of a new roof on our product. So that's why, you know, that's why I turned around and I'm like, you know, these people are investing almost the cost of a new roof for this product. That's what they should get.
Do you have a little time to hang on the line a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay, great. 803-0930, if you'd like to learn more about spray-on roofing applications. I've got an expert on the live line. His name is Raymond Muldrew. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He's a roofing contractor down there. Participate in the program. Pick up the phone right now, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEM. When we come back, we'll learn more from Raymond about the whole process, exactly what's in this spray-on material that is its claim to fame. And, of course, we'll take any of your questions around the house at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online
at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. We both know that many of your listeners are thinking about sprucing up their homes right now. If you're thinking about adding to your house, remodeling your kitchen, or fixing a leaky roof, or any other home improvement project you can dream up, Lakeshore Savings Bank can help you finance it with a home equity line of credit. Are you looking to consolidate debt? Are you anticipating upcoming college expenses? A home equity line of credit offers a lower interest rate than most credit cards or personal loans. Plus, it offers you the flexibility to borrow what you need when you need it. We're open until noon today. Give us a call and we can walk you through everything. 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
New York State is home to the Maguire Automotive Group. We're so proud to be serving our local communities for almost 50 years. We've grown and now bring you 18 new car brands across 18 different locations. You've heard about our upfront lowest price guarantee and our excellent reputation for outstanding service. Maguire would also like to introduce you to our exclusive Maguire Family Assurance Program. When you buy a new or pre-owned vehicle from us, and within the first year of ownership, you experience an unfortunate life event, just bring the car back. Whether it's unexpected unemployment, physical disability, loss of driver's license, or similar situation, Maguire will buy your vehicle back. If life throws you a curve, we're here to help. That's how we do business. Let Maguire show you how easy and stress-free purchasing a new or pre-owned vehicle can be. Shop us today in Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. Maguire, right by you. Or quick as a click at MaguireCars.com. See dealer for details.
It's the end of the season sale at Gorilla Garage Gear. Save 15% off your epoxy-coated floor and your garage organizing equipment. Call them today at 715-6927 in the 716. And, of course, you can go online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Gorilla Garage Gear does not use polyurea. Polyurea allows for that fast drying, the one-day applications. Yep. Gorilla doesn't subscribe to that. They do the multi-day process so they can give you 15 years of warranty. Call them today at 716-715-6927. Ask for the 15% off Hammer Time discount and take advantage of that at the end of the season here. Gorilla Garage Gear, go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next chance to skip the trip, thanks to Mobile Deposit. The easy way to deposit checks from your phone. The next way to split the bill. With Zelle, the app that lets you safely send money to just about anyone. Even the next contact-free shopping spree. Simply add your Northwest Visa credit card to your mobile wallet. It's all part of Northwest Checking, with three flexible options to fit your life. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit Northwest.com, member FDIC.
Keep your yard pest-free with Mosquito Hunters at Buffalo. Mosquito Hunters helps with rodents, yellow jackets, deer, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, and ants. They're also the exclusive installer of ThermoCell Live Smart Repellent System, an installed mosquito control system that protects your patio space and more from mosquitoes. This smart repellent mosquito control system can be used around pets and kids. Live is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit MosquitoHunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way. An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Ava Roofing. Talking about roofing today, I couldn't find a better roofer in Buffalo, New York than Ava Roofing. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You can register for your appointment online. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
1021 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic. How are you? 803-0930. My guest on the live line is Raymond Muldrew. Raymond is a roofing contractor in Atlanta, Georgia, and he formerly did roof spraying as a part of his services, and he no longer does do that. And it's because he said basically it doesn't work as it claimed that it works. Raymond, for the interview that you did that I found you on, did that lead to any kind of lawsuit with the company you were formerly aligned with?
No formal lawsuit. Obviously, we don't know what the future will hold. The biggest, like I said before, it's complex. There's a lot of variables in there, and so you know. It's hard to pinpoint where the leaks derived, where the product went wrong, and a lot of the times the manufacturer would always go back to, you know, in my opinion, hiding behind, well, could be the application,
exactly.
Could be the surface.
Exactly.
That's part of the problem is, you know, I just want to say this. That's part of the problem with coatings is there's so many variables that a typical homeowner is not going to think about.
What exactly is in the spray-on material?
So every company and coating, there's dozens of them out there. The ones that I was working with specifically, and again, I'm not a chemist, but it started off as an acrylic and then had elastomerics in there, silicone. And so in my opinion, a very beefed up, souped up, over glorified paint in my professional opinion.
Okay. Here's the guy who put the idea in my head, Steve, on the island of Grand. Steve, thanks for calling in. It's serendipitous that we were able to find Raymond and do this show today. Steve, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, first of all, I want to compliment you for following up on this.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's fantastic, you know.
Well, thank you.
And give you a lot of credit for that. But, you know, that he just, I think, answered my question was, what does this spray do? Does it just go into the material, the roofing material, and, like, regenerate it? Or is it just, like you said, just a coating, a painting on top of it?
Yeah.
And what about the cost? How much is, let's say, a 1,500-square-foot house? What is that? What kind of money would that cost?
Good questions. Go ahead, Raymond.
So, a couple things. So just to answer the first part of that question is, when it goes on, at least for the one we were using, again, there's tons of different ones and tons of different price points, so I can only speak to the one that we were using. But our claim was, coat the roof, it's going to be better than replacement. It would go on as a resin, so it would attach to the top portion of the shingle and lock the granules in and, you know, stop granule loss. And so it'd really go on as a resin. It would be sprayed on with an airless pump. And so, you know, that's the application. The price point for us was almost, at least in our area, what a new roof would cost, 300 per square, 400 per square.
Really?
And I know there's a lot of other ones that are a fraction of that. Like you have your rejuvenations where their thing is like, we're not coating. We're just going to inject, flexibility into it. It's like in my opinion, glorified like oil. You know, and that's $2,000-$3,000. But for a 1,500-square-foot house, if you're 20, 30 squares, we would be, you know, $10,000. You know,
so if you're looking at the same price as replacement, why would you have this possible risk hanging over your head of not really solving your roofing problem?
Yeah, and I think it comes down to what's going on with the roof now. How old is it? If your roof is 5 to 10 years old, you know, you might look, I don't think it would hurt to do an entry level rejuvenation where they're adding flexibility for a couple thousand, right? Does that mean that you're not going to have to replace your roof? No, it doesn't, you know, but if your roof is 15 years, 20 years, you know, I don't, in my opinion, professionally think there's any alternative to it. Now, I will say the company that the organization, it was Shingle Magic. It was Shingle Magic. And, you know, they're still out there doing it. And you know, in my opinion, our experience wasn't good, mm-hmm. you know. And so, you know, that's just kind of where I'm at. So my message to homeowners is just, what is your expectation? What you going into it, the investment, what are you actually going to get out of it would be my two questions to go into these types
but
of
if,
things.
But as you've said, if the price is equal to replacement, I just don't see where it would even be on my list of consideration. So,
no.
Steve, does that answer all your questions, or do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just have another question. My roof is currently about 25 years old, okay? And at today's, I paid $2,000 just to have a second roof put on over the old roof, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, 25 years is, you know, a pretty good time period. I get my money's worth. What would it cost me on a 1,500 square foot house today to replace that approximately?
So I'm going to tell you to call Ava for sure to get an estimate, and I would recommend at this point stripping. In fact, I recommend stripping every time. I don't know how you feel about this down in Atlanta, Raymond, but I never recommend layering roofing. Do you follow that same protocol?
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, not bashing you that you did it, but you know, it's going to be a good investment. It's going to be night and day from what you paid years ago. When you layer, you know, again, that's a Band-Aid on a broken bone, right? It can only cause more issues for mm-hmm. ventilation and rot and all of those things.
Mm-hmm. So which he'd be more than $400 based on a second layer to have to strip two layers off, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's hard to tell how many. So, you know, the other thing you mentioned is the square footage of your house. It doesn't always correlate with how many squares you have on your roof. There's pitch. There's, you know, there's other cuts that are involved in it, the complexity of the install. But, yeah, I mean, you're dealing with another layer that needs to be torn off. I mean, it's going to be substantially more than you paid years and years ago, which it should be. But if you do it correctly, it'll last, you know, another 25, 30 years, at least if it's an asphalt and they do a good job on it.
There you go.
So you're probably looking at up there, probably 600 a square. I'm just taking a guess.
I was going to guess around there too.
Yeah. And that's fair. And that's fair. Cause you don't want to be in anything low, or, you know, you don't want to be super high, as long as they're going to have the workmanship and warranty to back it up.
And again, when I send you to Ava, I'm sending you there with confidence that they're going to give you a fair price and they're going to do the job properly. And then furthermore, as you hear me say all the time, they're properly insured, which is another whole mm-hmm. topic of conversation. And roofing, more than any other component on your home renovations and repairs, roofing liability is huge. An underinsured person who's probably not properly insured for roofing could put some liability in your lap. So if someone is injured, so be mindful of that when you're getting prices. If you go beyond Ava, that you want to make sure you check that they're properly insured for roofing.
Well, the person that I had put the roof on 25 years ago, I had him come down last year and look at it, and he says there's nothing wrong with it. We don't need to do anything. So that to me,
there you go.
It sounds to me like it's he's a reputable guy. Because
there you go. It's always good to hear when you don't need to do something. Hey, right now it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
It's 10:30 currently. Light rain, 71 degrees. Good morning. I'm Zach Penke, News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's what's happening. A citizen was shot and killed in Orchard Park after an officer-involved shooting overnight. Very little information about the shooting has been released. However, Park Police Chief Patrick Fitzgerald says they will provide more facts as they become available. A special weather statement has been issued for northeastern Erie and Niagara County as radars are tracking a storm that is expected to have gusts up to 40 miles per hour and rain that could cause flooding in some areas. Although this is not classified as a severe weather storm, people are still advised to stay indoors if possible. Governor Kathy Hochul announces the statewide safe driving campaign. New York State Police and local police agencies will be targeting impaired and reckless drivers throughout the weekend with extra patrols and DWI checkpoints. And the WBEN just called Jed for a slurp forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with a heavy thunderstorm in the morning, followed by a shower in spots in the afternoon with a high of 79. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy and humid and a low 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny and windy with a thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon and a high of 78. On Monday, mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, high of 66. Right now, light rain and 71. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, it's Dominic back with you, and of course, it's time for us to talk with Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. We look forward to his call each and every week. Peter, I'm going to put you in the corner here and get that prediction on the firing up of the furnace.
Okay. I think I have to go with what I said before. I think I said October 3rd. It's like clockwork. The earliest I've seen it, I think, is September 26th, where the temperatures dip into the 40s, and depending on your insulation, you're going to turn that furnace on that night. It's just different for all people. We have people that call us in early November and say, yeah, we haven't turned our heat on. When can I get this done? And we're a month out then.
Peter, if people will remember the smell of when their furnace first kicks on for the season, the smell of dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites, all burning off their heat exchanger. It's a hard smell to forget, I think.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's remaining in your air duct system.
That's right.
As you have mentioned many times.
Yep.
You know, we're still going to have some days of AC, although I hear a lot of rumbling of thunder and all that in the forecast. And things are cooling off. We're seeing a little bit of color in the trees, you know, so it's only a month away before you'll have some of that those furnaces kicking on.
Of course, the patented column duct cleaning system to thoroughly clean and sanitize your ductwork, the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, and the medical-grade air purifiers, all available through Indoor Professionals, along with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Peter, what's the extra special Labor Day discounts for this season?
And they are extra special because this one that I'm going to mention will go away. You will not hear this next week or the week after for sure. But for the duct cleaning, because we're now 3 weeks out, so if you want to beat the fall rush and get this done before your heat kicks on, you should call today. Of course, you can get me during the week as well as that extension 303. But we're going to do last call for 20% off for anybody, military, senior, law enforcement, all that, first-timer, and repeat, okay? And then we have $300 off the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, which is very popular this time of year because people are reminded of that other smell of mustiness in their basement. And that eradicates that throughout the whole house. And then $350 off the Healthway medical grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. That's the 1,200 square foot portable. And $500 off the whole house Healthway Super V that hooks up right to your furnace.
Unbelievable discounts, and only you can take advantage of them by calling Peter right now at 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey, it's Bowerly for Transitown Kia. Hope I'm not rushing things, but all-wheel drive season is coming, and my friends at Transitown Kia have an offer for you. A new all-wheel drive Kia Sportage X-Line loaded with the premium package, which includes panoramic sunroof, power liftgate, heated seats, leather, and more. And the offers on this Sportage for this month are incredible. Go to TransitTownKia.com, click on lease offers. You'll find a low lease offer. And for those who want to finance, a low APR offer, like under 1% low. As a matter of fact, I'm driving this Sportage right now, and trust me, it's worth every penny. An incredible vehicle, the Sportage X-Line all-wheel drive. On special at Transitown Kia this month. It is an amazing value. Check it all out at transittownkia.com. Transitown Kia, the Southtown's premier Kia dealership. Transitown Kia. That's transittownkia.com. Tell them Bowerly sent you.
Serious illness can make you feel powerless. But with Hospice and Palliative Care Buffalo, you can find the strength to take on the day. Our team provides in-home compassionate care to improve your quality of life so you can focus on what matters most. And we offer emotional support to help your family navigate the journey with confidence and dignity. Take on the day with Hospice and Palliative Care Buffalo. Talk with us or visit hospicebuffalo.com.
Hi, this is Linda Pellegrino for Clarity Group Medicare Plan Centers. It has been my pleasure to be a client of Clarity Group ever since I turned that magical age myself. Whether you're turning 65, retiring, or already have Medicare, Clarity Group can guide you through it all. There's lots of changes happening for 2025, and by calling Clarity Group, you can get ahead of the game and schedule a personal appointment with one of their talented and licensed agents that are here for you all year long. And like always, there is never a charge for any of their services. Clarity Group Medicare Plan Centers have 5 convenient locations throughout Western New York. Walk in or make an appointment today. Come on and join the thousands like me who put their trust in Clarity Group for all things Medicare. Call today, 716-393-3437. That's 716-393-3437. Or reference their website, claritygroupny.com.
This is Jeffrey Zimmer from Reed's Gents. My family's been assisting Western New Yorkers with their engagement rings for over 110 years. While our longevity is impressive, there are many reasons to entrust us with your diamond selection. We buy all our diamonds in the world's cutting centers. We have offices and dedicated associates globally working to assist me in finding the best quality diamond for the best price. No one local can claim that. Reed's Gems subscribes to the GIA grading system and grading reports exclusively for our mine diamonds, which means we're not overgrading your diamond. Our stringent quality standards are also layered on our proprietary lab-grown brand, Unearthed. Once your diamond's selected, we custom craft your engagement setting in our own factory in Buffalo. It's our mission to protect you through the diamond buying process, not to sell you. These facts and so many more are what's kept us in business since 1912. I'd be honored to be given the chance for Reed's Gems to escort you down the aisle.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Lenco Supplies. Looking for easy, affordable exterior upgrades? Well, check out Tando Stack Stones and Beach House Shake. These siding products are available at Lenco. Get all the pieces you need. Channel, corners, panels, in stock. In stock at Lenco right now. Tando's composite materials are durable with long-lasting colors, and they're easy to install whether you're a professional or a DIYer. Choose from 3 popular colors for stack stone and 2 for beach house shake. They complement any style for your residential or commercial exterior. Tando's composite siding is the affordable option for any exterior upgrade. Those in the know, visit one of Lenco's 3 convenient locations or shop online at lenco.supplies. That's lenco.supplies. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is
10:40 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. Well, I want to thank Raymond Muldrew, who had to leave us, who was on the air about speaking about the spray coating process as a way of extending your lifespan of your roof. Basically, my walk away from this, folks, is that it's probably not worth the time and the effort, especially since, number one, the price appears to be the same as replacement. So why not deal with it definitively and completely and thoroughly by having your roof replaced, your shingles replaced right to the roof deck? Again, an important element here, Raymond alluded to it, and I've said this many times, checking the integrity of the roof deck is an essential part of the re-roofing process. And if you're spraying the roof, with a coating, then obviously you're not going to be able to do that. And if you're paying the same money as replacement, then it's foolish, I think, to even consider that idea. So that's my official verdict after we've done some research and spoke to an expert, and we move on. 803-0930 to Buffalo. And Dan, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi, Dominic. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have actually, I wanted to follow up on that. So I have a brand new roof just put in like last year.
Okay.
Is it worth spraying that within a few years just to keep it good?
I would say it's probably not necessary.
Not worth the money.
I think not. I think, again, what I learned from this is that it's, you know, maybe a few percent gimmick and maybe a few percent legitimate. And the biggest thing that the manufacturer hides behind is circumstances that are beyond their control when a warranty issue comes up. So, again, I think, you know, we just go for it in the direction that, as I said, when a roof's replaced, it's replaced for an extended period of time, and that's exactly what we should put our money into.
Okay. So my original question, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about a sun porch. You told me underneath that I wanted to insulate it, and you guys do the planking.
Yes.
That was your, instead of the T11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you put under before you do the planking? Do you put, it's got bats, they're different widths, but do I do the insulation, the pink insulation with the craft paper facing me, right? Or
how much,
do I put up a vapor barrier first?
How much space?
By 20.
How much space do we have in depth of rafter?
Like 5 inches.
And do we have a ceiling, or is it the actual rafter that we're insulating?
We're insulating the rafter.
Okay.
The rolled roof. It has no nails going through.
Are you going to heat the space?
Yes.
Okay. So we have to be very aware of the fact that you're not really allowing for adequate air ventilation when we insulate tight to the roof deck.
Okay.
What are you expecting as far as temperature? You want to make this as comfortable as the rest of the house?
Yeah, just comfortable, watch football games, you know, on the sun porch instead of being in the house, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and what are the walls made out of?
It's all aluminum. It just was
okay.
Built 2 years ago.
Okay.
You know.
Is it thermally broken, or is it just aluminum and single glass window or double glass window?
Double glass window. It's I believe all the walls are insulated.
Okay.
You know, like a 1 inch thick,
okay,
or whatever they are.
So the thing I worry about for insulating a tight cavity is packing the insulation in could diminish its value and or cause moisture entrapment. So what you might want to do is try to create a furred down method where we're getting some more, if we have the ability to do this, you know, we're going to lose a couple inches of ceiling. I don't know if you have that much room. But the point of that is if we can move the insulation away from the roof deck and add some airflow, that's going to increase the ability for the insulation to do its job. Now, if you're not able to do that, another way to do this would be to have it spray foamed. Spray foam is a different process altogether. Spray foam does not need ventilation. It'll work just as well as the fiberglass, if not better, and especially when there's no ventilation. It may be the right solution for this particular scenario. Now, it's going to cost more, but it's going to work. So, again, we get down to the whole brass tacks of getting what you pay for and getting something that's done and done correctly. So that may be the right direction for me to take you, is to have it be spray foam. Now, if you want to try to do this in-house and on your own, another idea short of the fiberglass would be to use 2-inch Dow styrofoam panels cut to fit and not put tight to the roof deck. That's not going to give you the same R value as what we're talking about with fiberglass or with spray foam, but it's going to prevent that air entrapment, which I worry about with insulation.
Right. So if you have like a 5-inch or 7-inch cavity in the bats, you you want to have it not completely up against the,
that's right,
the roof. You
want
to have, what, a 1-inch gap?
Whatever we can get, you know, 1 to 2 inches, anything we can get is going to help us prevent any problems with moisture entrapment in the fiberglass insulation. If fiberglass insulation isn't allowed to breathe, it's going to hold moisture, And then it's going to lead to not only a degradation of its insulation capacity, but also problems with moisture, which could lead to roof deck rot and then mildew and, you know, that kind of thing.
And
so,
it's brand new, and I don't want to go through that.
Exactly.
They won't cover it. They won't cover it because I messed it up.
That's exactly right. I think you're a perfect candidate. If, you know, if you want to do this right, I would spray foam it.
Okay. Thank you very much for your
okay.
help.
Thanks for your call, Dan.
Okay.
Good luck with that. Dan's line now available at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, I tell you about this every year, and you always wait until it's too late, and then you tell me that you're sorry. What am I talking about? Well, it's the Porsche raffle. I only have 500 tickets left. That's right. Only 500 tickets left and only a week left before the drawing. The drawing is September the 8th at 7 p.m. It'll be held live at the Northtown Porsche on Main Street in Clarence. Now, your chances are for either a 2024 Porsche 718 Boxster, a Macan, or take $50,000 in cash. A donation of $50 a ticket, $100 for three tickets, or a Wolfpack, nine tickets for $300. We have additional prizes of $500, and there's a special prize for a out of all the Wolfpacks. So the way to buy your tickets is online, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. Again, only 500 tickets are left. By the way, we only sell 4,500 tickets, so your chances of winning are darn good. The Clarence Rotary Club thanks you for participating in the annual Porsche raffle. Again, only 500 tickets are left. Go to ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. We're back with more right after this. Well, we're so blessed here to have some great sponsors of this radio program, and one of them, of course, is TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. We had them on a couple Saturdays ago, and as we learn more about heating and cooling from them, we look forward to their visits. As the cooler weather approaches, there's nothing worse than feeling a chill in your home. If your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, it's time to call the experts at TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they'll offer many financing options. If you have an existing furnace, it's time to schedule a $99 health and safety checkup on your equipment. It's the Hammer Time Special. Go to TRS HeatingandAirConditioning.com for more details. That's TRS HeatingandAirConditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Hi, this is Arthur Pressman, Western New York's DWI and traffic attorney. We're ready for another exciting year of football. Let's have a great time cheering on our team, and remember to stay safe while doing it. As always, use caution before getting behind the wheel. Having a designated driver is a win for everyone. If you do get pulled over for a DWI or for any other reason, call me, Arthur Pressman, your DWI and traffic attorney.
Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Visit tickettojustice.com for details.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Hi, I'm Bob Gugino from Bison Automotive, your auto care expert. The summer driving season is here, and it's time to prepare your vehicle for those hot, humid days. Things like your cooling and air conditioning systems and that forgotten cabin air filter in your dashboard are critical to keep you cool and comfortable this summer season. We also offer full automotive detail services to make your ride look shiny and new. So stop by, give us a call, or go to bisonautomotive.com to make an appointment. That's Bison Automotive, your auto care experts.
Hi, I'm Bob Gugino from Bison Automotive, your auto care expert. Before you take any more summer road trips,
One of the most important things you can do is check your tire pressure. Underinflated tires can wear rapidly, overheat, and possibly blow out. So don't ignore that tire light on your dashboard and have our ASC technicians inspect your tires and tire pressure system to ensure safe, reliable driving on the road. So stop by Kenmore and Dollar Avenue, give us a call, or go to BisonAutomotive.com to make an appointment. That's Bison Automotive, your auto care experts.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Is your car still under warranty?
No, not anymore.
My mechanic just suggested an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yeah, Ox will cover repair bills if anything happens to the car. New brakes, transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait, you pay nothing on repairs? Ox gets it fixed? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance?
Yeah, you don't pay. Ox pays. Ox even has a 30-day money-back guarantee and is A-plus rated on the BBB. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike those other warranty companies.
The last thing I need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote. 800-319-0393. Ask about senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with a major car repair bill. Call Ox Car Care. 800-319-0393. 800-319-0393. Or go to oxcarcare.com.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, at the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his joke of the week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Well, check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl, tile, and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop in and see them at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:53 is Hammer Time, and it's Dominic Cortese, and a couple of minutes left for you to participate in the program. Anything around the house that needs my attention at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. We've got a couple of interesting shows coming up that I want to preview. One of them is we're going to have a representative of Homeland Security on, and we'll be talking about common scams that befall senior citizens. And what made me think of doing a show on this is some senior citizens fell prey to some home improvement scams, and Homeland Security has put out information and educational piece on the whole issue. And they are very interested in being on the show to talk about that. So we're looking forward to that coming up in the weeks ahead. Another interesting show that we'll be doing in September is the whole topic of lead paint, and lead in water. And our friend Tom Muscarella from the County of Erie Health Department will be here, and we'll be learning more about what you need to know about dealing with lead and lead paint. So that's coming up in the weeks ahead. Also, I want to make sure that you have a chance to participate in the cooking school. And again, if you haven't had a chance to come to our cooking school, our next class is the 9th of September, where we are traveling to the Amalfi Coast. And after that, when we get into October, we're traveling to Venice. And in November, we're traveling to Sicily. And in December, it's Christmas in Italy, Natale in Italia. Now, the dates, again, September the 9th, coming up a week from Labor Day, And the October class is the 7th of October. The November class is the 4th of November. And the December class is the 2nd of December. And as we get close to Christmas, how about giving the gift of a cooking class? You can do all that at our website, Cortese.net. Drop-down menu. Come home to Cortese Cooking School. And we're excited to be able to announce that we're adding classes, as I mentioned, coming at the end of the new year. And one of the classes that we're adding, Jerry, get ready for this. We're going to be doing pizza and bocce because we just built a bocce court on our property, on our campus on Main Street. I've always wanted to have a bocce court, and we have built a bocce court. Friends of ours who own This Little Pig on Main Street in Clarence, great restaurant, by the way, at Main and Sawmill, had a load of railroad ties delivered, and he had some extra ones. And, of course, that was the light bulb I needed to inspire me to get this bocce court going. Jeff Cook donated the railroad ties to us, and so we built the course out, and now my guys are in the process of compacting the stone and dressing the top. And so we're looking forward to bringing you bocce as part of our cooking school. So how do you like that as we get into a little bit more dimension of the cooking experience by adding bocce balls to the process? Another thing to keep in mind as we get into Paul Cambria is texting me, where's my plug? Like, okay, what plug do you need, Paul Cambria? You know, you're like the most famous lawyer in all of America, and you're looking for a plug. Okay, I just gave you one. Okay. So as we get into the heating season, we talked with Peter Gordon earlier, and, you know, you want to think about that as your furnace kicks on and you're maybe dealing with more allergies traveling through your ductwork. So keep mindful of that by first and foremost getting your furnace tuned up for the winter and also getting your filters changed. That'll be an important thing to keep your heating system working well. Oh, he wants a plug for Johnny Mazzia's, his pizzeria. Oh, okay. There, yeah, great pizzeria, Johnny Mazzia's on Main Street in Clarence. All right, Paul, you happy now? Let's go to Gettysville and say good morning to Ray. Good morning, Ray. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I love your show.
Well, thanks, Ray.
On last Sunday, I was coming out of our half bath, which is got a pocket door on it, and got halfway out the door, and the door suddenly stopped moving as you heard something snap.
Uh-oh.
Who do I call for that?
You know what? That could end up being a pretty complicated repair that might involve having to take that door apart and getting into the mechanics of the track. It sounds like the roller came off the track.
No, a screw fell down on underneath.
Okay, so the track's not aligned any longer, which is not allowing it to operate.
How do they fix that?
Well, you might want to try and do it yourself. If you can't, you're not going to try? Okay.
No.
You're going to need a well-experienced carpenter to come in and diagnose and repair that. It's going to be challenging to find somebody right now with the way things are. We're so shorthanded, we had to close our handyman service down.
That ended that question.
Yeah. I mean, it breaks my heart to even say it, but, you know, our handyman service was a great little add-on service to that our company provided. So, yeah, you need to get your hands on a skilled carpenter. And other than that, I don't know where else to send you. Appreciate your call, though. I appreciate everyone's participation in the program today. And again, a special thanks to Raymond Muldrew from Atlanta to fill us in on the spraying application process for roofing. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you at Labor Day Fair in Clarence Center. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.